Hello, and welcome to Shatter Silence, a production of HeardBelievedLove.com. My name is Tori, and I'm one of the two ladies that creates content for this blog, along with my friend Nicole. If I haven't said hello to you in this new year, happy 2020! I want to thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. I want to share a little bit about this latest HBL project that we're doing, which we're simply going to call the Poetry Project. Nicole and I are going to be sharing some poetry about how mental health has personally affected us and a little bit about the disorders themselves, along with some inspiration and a word from the Bible. We hope to be bringing you this new content about once a month. Today we're going to be talking about borderline personality disorder, which is a condition characterized by difficulties regulating emotion. This means that people who experience BPD feel emotions intensely and for extended periods of time, and it is harder for them to return to a stable baseline after an emotionally triggering event. One of the characteristics of BPD is a cognitive distortion or a flawed way of thinking called all-or-nothing thinking. This kind of thought process is very black and white, which leaves little room for interpretation or what we call gray areas. You're either a success or you're a failure. You're either lovable or unlovable. The situation is either good or bad. With BPD, this cognitive distortion can be debilitating and difficult to deal with and can leave one feeling very isolated and confused. Although this cognitive distortion is common in BPD, is also common outside of BPD as well. We hope you are encouraged and enjoy this piece. You Bring Color by Nicole Meitner. Black or white, things are not as they seem. It is so deceptive. A lack of clarity in perspective, making it all seem like a dream. Or is it a nightmare? The kind where you wake in a cold sweat and scream, "Can you give me the keys to run out? Make it more normal for me. Please normalize my reality so that I can use all the colors to paint a picture instead of just black and white, because that's just not as pretty or as normal as they'd like me to be. Or as I'd like me to be. A tree looks a lot better when it's painted in green, don't you agree? But it is forever sad when the artist has only two choices. Instead of a palette of pure freedom, no frame of or blank nothingness to contain them, it is all black and white. How can anyone learn to admire that humdrum? They often can't. That is why it is a lie. No matter how hard you shake, it won't come off. No matter how hard you've tried. It is a sad shame. When you long to paint with more than two colors, you can't do much with those two. Oh, how it cries out for more fun, or at least more variety. Maybe one day, when you return to the painting, new colors will emerge to show you that hope is on the horizon. You gasp in glee and amazing awe and your faith, and you start to draw. And there before you are more colors than you can imagine. And you say in complete disbelief, "How can I learn all of these? How did this happen?" And then you look over your shoulder and you see his gleaming eyes. "It's been me all along, child," he says to you. "It's been me you were seeking. See those crayons you used? I added color, so now they're the real thing. So please don't walk in shame. Instead, hold your head high and lean into the new creation I am making. I know how frustrating this process is for you, getting angry the colors that you are using aren't enough to create. But have you ever thought of the journey that this is and how bit by bit you'll escape? These brilliant colors you long to use are through me. You'll learn to paint and draw with brilliant color and designs, new designs, collaborated by me. And then that tree you spoke of will be a brilliant green. You will see it even if you don't see it yet. I promise you, child, you will soon see what you don't yet see. So give me those black and white crayons. Come close to my side, for I created you, my beloved. You are mine. Yes, they're quite an ashen gray now. And yes, they're void of life. But learn to trust my unending process, child. I promise, in me, you will be all right. Those crayons, those paintings, deserve a second chance to be remade, rekindled in my faith. You will learn to trust me because I will pave the way. For my deepest desire is for you to experience everything in full color, and no one can take that away. Borderline personality disorder is a serious condition that can adversely affect the way you view and interpret yourself, other people, and the world around you. Remind yourself of the truth. God loves you, sometimes in ways you don't appreciate at the moment. Jesus died for your sins, and if you have accepted him, God sees you as sinless. As it says in Hebrews 13:5, God will never leave you or abandon you. If you seek God, you will find him, as it says in Jeremiah 29:13. Please know that although you may feel alone in this moment, you are never alone, and you are so loved, dear friend. Lord, I want to lift up this listener to you right now. However they may be struggling, may they cling ever more tightly to you, Jesus. You truly are the way, the truth, and the life, and without you, we have nothing. Please continue to guide their journey of healing and hope and be the safe place their heart longs for. In your name I pray, amen. Thank you for listening to the Shatter Silence podcast. For weekly updates, free downloadable content, and mental health resources, please visit heardbelievedloved.com and subscribe to our weekly newsletter. Stay tuned. We're aiming to produce one episode of our new poetry project each month here on the Shatter Silence podcast in 2020. And remember, your mess is welcome here.